Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is Azure Friday. I'm here with Bram Banisadr, and we're talking about Event Grid. That's a big name. Something big happening in Azure right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're building is a service that will essentially enable event-based reactive programming throughout all of Azure natively.
Okay, so hang on. So reactive programming, I think about how I can write reactive apps on the web, and I can do like reactive extensions and write reactive apps in .NET. Mm-hmm. Are you making the cloud reactive now?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently, the way you have to do it within Azure is, and kind of throughout any cloud service, is a lot of polling. Long polling, hammer polling, it's expensive.
Hammer polling?
Hammer polling.
Like, tell me, is it done yet?
Yeah, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? And so what we're doing is just when you need to react to something, we just tap you on the shoulder, say, hey, it's done. And then your app can continue processing exactly what it needs to do.
Okay, so is that for these things here, everything in Azure, or is this to start with?
So this is what we're going to go live with in preview.
Okay.
Eventually, we're hoping that almost all Azure services will be available both as event publishers and event handlers.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, this kind of subset will allow you to do a lot of things right out of the box.
Okay. So when you say resource groups, would that mean like changes to resource groups,
Thinking
being added to resource groups?
Absolutely. So you have a VM spun up in your resource group, or you have a Cosmos DB instance come up, and you want to do something like go tag that VM, or you want to go make sure that the configurations on your Cosmos instance are proper.
Mm-hmm.
Do all those things automatically.
Okay, so all of these things today in preview will be able to publish events.
Yeah.
And then theoretically everything in the future. The goal would be to event grid all the things.
Exactly.
Right? And then these are some of the event handlers. And I assume webhooks means you can call me even if I'm running somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. So doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. We can send you an event wherever you are. And actually, the last cool thing in this list of publishers is application topics. It's a big fancy name to basically mean custom events. So you have your own app that you've written, and you want to send events not from a native Azure resource, but from your own application, and you want
really?
To pump them somewhere. You can integrate those, and it'll work just like it's an Azure resource.
Do they have to be infrastructure-level events, or can they be application-level
no.
events?
No, they can be something like blob created, or I have my own custom social media app that I've built, and new user has signed up. That could be an event.
Okay.
Really, whatever you want it to be.
So let me ask what I think is a challenging question, and maybe you can set me right. I could let's say I have an application.
Mm-hmm.
I do. We talked about it earlier. I have a blood sugar application.
Yeah.
Let's say my blood sugar is high. That's an application specific thing.
Yeah, totally.
I could, without you, call a webhook.
Absolutely.
Or email somebody or send a text. There are ways in Azure today to send various kinds of notifications.
Mm-hmm.
What is the value if I made my blood sugar going high an application topic? Where does Event Grid add value to that?
Yeah. So there's a couple places. One is the native integrations. So all of our event handlers, it's as easy as in the UI to literally point and click and say, hey, I want my event to go to this Azure function, and then I can serverless way, I can write a script that reacts to your blood sugar being high. We'll send that event to that Azure function with whatever data payload, custom information that you've given it.
Right.
And it can run some calculations on that. Other cool things we have are we fan out, so we can send that same event to multiple places.
Mm.
Reliable delivery, so if your endpoint is down, we'll retry for up to 24 hours using exponential backoff.
Nice.
And filtering, so if you can send all of your events to Event Grid, and then your event subscriptions, which is how you connect A to B,
mm-hmm.
you can say, well, I only want certain event types or event types with certain resource paths to go to this function, or I only want other certain events to go to this logic app, et cetera.
All right, that makes things a lot simpler. So while I could throw it onto a queue or call a notification mm-hmm. system, which I might want to do, I could send it off into Azure notifications, this is really more about my event being part of a larger event ecosystem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'd be able to plug me into N number of event handlers, four
exactly.
to start and maybe more in the future.
So it's uniform event consumption.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a kind of a game changer.
Yeah, totally.
And particularly the idea that Azure Functions and Logic Apps really fit in there in a really nice way for when you need to, like, you know, it's if this, then that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Kind of for your Azure resources.
Exactly.
That's pretty slick. Do you have any demos?
Yeah, we totally do. So today for the demo, you know, there's a lot of really fancy things you can do with EventGrid to just kind of get up and running quickly. I just want to do a demo that's kind of doing a security scenario on your Azure subscription.
Cool.
So I have this inbox that I've set up, and all I want to do is I want to send myself an email every time someone adds a new user or deletes a user from my Azure subscription. So I know what's going on there.
Seems legit.
So I've already, I have my a Logic App instance already running, just so that we don't have to wait for it to provision.
So this will be your event listener?
So this will be our event listener.
Okay.
Exactly. And to show you how easy it is to point and click, we actually haven't even created our event subscription or any of our logic yet. Okay. So we'll just start with a blank Logic App, and we're going to start by creating an event subscription within EventGrid. So this is going to listen to one of our Azure subscriptions and see every time a new user is added or deleted to that.
Cool. So EventGrid is a trigger.
Yeah.
It's already in there, and things are always being added to Logic App, so you already know how to use the designer.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to create our EventGrid trigger, our EventGrid event subscription. So that has to live somewhere in an Azure subscription. So we're just going to pick one. And so the first thing you see is resource types. So this is kind of all of the different, as you saw on the slide, the different resources we can listen to events for. So because we want to know when someone's added to our Azure subscription, we're going to select that resource type. And we have to pick the specific instance we're trying to do our security demo on. So going to do it there again.
Okay, so when anything happens in one of those?
Yeah, so currently this event subscription is going to listen to any event happening within that Azure subscription.
All right.
So I want to put a little filter on this, so I only listen to role assignment changes. So I need to actually filter that from the subscription and the provider type. So I'm just really going to quickly peek here. And if I go to the topic, I can just steal my Azure subscription here to write one of my advanced filters.
What you've done there is you flip the card around to look at the back side of the card.
Exactly. Yep. And so I'm going to give it the provider type I want to listen to. And I want to listen to Microsoft authorization. And finally, I want to listen to, as we talked about, role assignments. There we go. And that's all you have to do. Our event subscription, as soon as we hit save, is now going to be listening to event types of that are role assignment changes within the Azure subscription we've specified.
Okay, so that's the if.
So as we said, we want to just send myself a little email every time someone is added to my Azure subscription.
Nice.
So I'm just going to actually send the email to myself.
And you can certainly pull out dynamic content if you wanted to from the previous part of the pipeline.
Yes, absolutely. So there's a whole data packet of kind of what does this event actually pertain to available to us. So I'm just going to add the subject there. And that's kind of the full path to where the role assignment change has occurred.
All right, let's see it run.
So just hit save, run this guy. And we actually have to go do a role assignment change to see this guy run. We're going to go to our Azure subscriptions.
You going to give me access?
Do you want access?
Yeah, sure. I'll delete everything when you're not looking. Okay, so you go to access control, and you're going to go and add a co-admin or a user, right?
Absolutely. So I will add you as a contributor. I don't want you
I'm
to do
Scott
too
H.
much.
You make me read only. It's okay. I'm S-C-O-T-T-H-A. That's me. So it's going to find me. There I am.
There we go.
Is that my picture too? Cool. All right.
Hit save.
So then an event, that's just doing regular stuff, and yep. then the event grid is noticing that that's happening, and that event is now running through the
Yeah, this is now,
grid.
So yeah, in the back end, Azure has now actually emitted an event. This Azure subscription has sent an event to EventGrid saying, hey, there's been a new user added. Mm-hmm. And if we scroll down, we can actually see that you've been added here.
Yep.
And if we go to our inbox and I refresh my inbox.
Oh, okay, so there it just popped in.
Yep.
That took a little longer than we thought. Do me a favor and go back over to your log of your runs and stuff. So go ahead and go right
yep.
there. Oh, okay, so there was a retry. So it tried to send the email, had a little hiccup, and it
yep.
retried on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool, because Logic Apps are resilient yeah. in that way.
Logic Apps is built in that retry, reliable delivery.
So you captured that action that happened, the user being mm-hmm. added to a resource group for access. Mm-hmm. Then you decided to route it to a Logic App, and that decided to send an email. And
yep.
you could have done anything,
yep.
or like you said before, N number of things and fan out.
Yes, absolutely. So I could also send a copy of this to, you know, a database somewhere or to an Azure function and log it somewhere, whatever I really want. It's a total sandbox.
Very cool. So people can start using this today in preview. This
yes,
is launched this
absolutely.
Week in preview.
Yeah.
And is it free? Is it hard to price?
No, it's 60 cents. Well, during preview, it'll be 30 cents per million operations. And then when we go fully GA, it'll be 60 cents per million operations.
Per million.
And the first 100,000 are free
that's
per month.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Very cool. I am learning all about EventGrid as they make the cloud reactive here on Azure Friday.